Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Connie Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Strickland fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon fires to first and picks off Minoso. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Lemon covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Glenn scores. Tipton moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Gene Bearden now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyd moves to third. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dobie for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Glenn moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tipton is hit by the pitch. Rosen scores. Glenn moves to third. Strickland moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Wright pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wright reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Wright moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wright scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bob Hooper now pitching. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards first. Boyd catches it and steps on first to double up Mitchell. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elliott for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn juggles the ball. That's an error on Glenn. Wilson moves to second. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it and throws to third for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson strikes out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is hit by the pitch. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Ginsburg moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 4 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Billy Pierce now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Harry Simpson. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.